Today, New Zealand cash rate up 0.5% to 3.5%. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, the Reserve Bank over in New Zealand has taken a very different path from the RBA because they lifted the official cash rate to 3.5% from 3%. They said the committee agreed it remains appropriate to continue to tighten monetary conditions at pace to maintain price stability and to contribute to maximum sustainable employment. Core consumer price inflation is too high and labour resources are scarce. Global consumer price pressures remain heightened, the global demand for goods and services exceeding supply capacity, putting upward pressure on prices. Food and energy prices are being particularly exacerbated by the war in Ukraine. A recent decline in oil prices and an easing of some supply chain constraints have seen headline inflation measures fall in some countries. However, core measures of inflation have risen and persist. Central banks are tightening monetary conditions, implying a weaker growth outlook for New Zealand's trading partners. In New Zealand, the level of domestic spending has remained resilient to date in the face of slowing global growth and higher domestic interest rates. Employment levels are high and household balance sheets remain resilient despite the falls in house prices. New Zealand's productive capacity is still being constrained by labour shortages and wage pressures are heightened. Overall, spending continues to outstrip the capacity to supply goods and services, with a range of indicators continuing to highlight broad-based pricing pressures. So the member committees agreed that monetary conditions needed to continue to tighten until they are confident there is sufficient restraint on spending to bring inflation back to within its 1 to 3% per annum target range. The committee remains resolute in achieving the monetary policy remit. So, a very significant statement there about the need to tighten further to get inflation under control. And it's also interesting that New Zealand house prices have suffered one of their biggest quarterly drops on record in the 3 months through to September, and the worst may not be over. That's according to CoreLogic New Zealand, which said the 4.1% quarterly decline is second only to the 4.4% drop in the wake of the global financial crisis 14 years ago. Prices fell for a sixth consecutive month, easing 1.5% after a 1.8% fall in August, while the annual rate of increase dropped to 2.8%. That's the lowest since 2019. As interest rates have increased and credit is harder to attain, the housing market is firmly in retreat following an exceptional period of growth, said head of research Nick Goodall. Despite the rate of decline easing in September, it's probably too early to suggest the housing market has moved through the worst of the downturn. CoreLogic estimates housing values surged 41% over a 90-month period through March this year, when the COVID-19 pandemic closed borders and fiscal and monetary stimulus drove a rush to ownership. But now prices are falling as the Reserve Bank raises rates aggressively to tame inflation, with a fifth straight half percentage point hike, now, of course, confirmed. Property values continue to decline across all six main centres in September. Prices in Auckland, New Zealand's largest city, fell 4% in the three-month period to an average of 1.39 million New Zealand dollars. In capital city Wellington, they slumped 8.5%, taking the annual decline to 9.1% and the average price to 984,640 New Zealand dollars. And the average value for the entire country dropped to 977,158 New Zealand dollars. Now, some economists predict the RBNZ will keep raising the official cash rate in 2023, possibly to as high as 4.75%, which Goodall said would likely prolong the downturn in the housing market. Increases to the official cash rate may not pass on fully to mortgage interest rates, with competition strong among the banks, and forecast increases in the rate also have already been priced into short-term rates, he said. However, with expectations of more increases to come, it may be premature to expect the end of the downturn to be here anytime soon. So it is worth just noting that there is a contrast now between the Reserve Bank and the Reserve Bank in New Zealand with regard to interest rate strategy. And there is also another interesting observation, and that is the rate of fall of property prices in Australia is actually stronger than New Zealand. So we are in a very interesting situation. But let's be clear. Interest rates going up means house prices will fall, and the higher rates go up, the more prices will fall. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.